Rhonda from KSOL. Ooh, it's getting a little. Ooh, that's smart. Blowing in the Wind, wrapping it up for the Bert Bell Show on KSOL Radio in San Francisco. Charlie Brown the Clown is next with Sounds of Soul, immediately following Jackson King and the News.
Hang on.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Once again, Jackson King reporting all that's new, outgoing, Bert Bell, upcoming, Charles W. Brown. Machinists called in today in an effort to break the deadlock in negotiations and their demands against five major airlines. Assistant Labor Secretary Reynolds, chief federal mediator, ordered the International Association of Machinists to produce their estimate of the cost of meeting their demands ending the nationwide strike against those airlines. The airlines estimate the cost of meeting union requests for higher wages and benefits would be $114 million over 3 years, an estimated the cost of a presidential board settlement terms of $76 million over 3.5 years. The attorney representing San Francisco's 1964 civil rights sit-in demonstrators has asked the state Supreme Court to stay their jail terms. The plea was filed by Aubrey Grossman, who wants to stay until he can appeal a case to the United States Supreme Court. That'll be a long time. The San Francisco Redevelopment Agency has bought an entire city block marking the beginning of renewal in an area of the Western Addition. The block is bounded by Pierce, Steiner, Eddy, and Turk Streets. $675,000. 110 new homes to be put up in that area. America's Surveyor Mooncraft has taken a new series of clear pictures of the moon's lunar surface, and scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena have told the mighty soul the Surveyor's battery is becoming more weak every hour. Gemini 10, the men and the machines will go through a complete dress rehearsal in just a few hours. Astronauts John Young, Michael Collins, scheduled to be launched next Monday in a double rendezvous in a spacewalk flight. That rehearsal is to include everything but the blastoff. We'll leave that to Bert Bell. Help a boy who lacks a father by becoming a great big brother. At exactly 2.5 minutes until 10 o'clock on the upcoming Charlie Brown program, the mighty soul has learned the eastern two-thirds of the nation will be hot. And just as hot as an oven today, with temperatures in some areas above the 100-degree mark. It'll be the fifth consecutive day with temperatures so hot. Thousands of residents of Bombay, India, prepared today for a mass exodus unless the monsoon rains quickly resume. An ordinance that went into effect on Monday gave officials the power to shut off water supplies to non-essential industries if needed. All unimportant industrial establishments, schools, and colleges will be closed by Friday unless the rain replenishes the Bombay Reservoir area. By the way, an American spokesman in Saigon has reported 179 helicopters, 396 conventional aircraft lost in combat since the beginning of 1961. Disclosure of the loss figures accompanied news of a massive raid over North Vietnam in which American planes skirmished with the communist MiGs and dodged anti-aircraft missiles. One American Air Force plane shot down by conventional ground fire. New raids hit the North. Details withheld except for the fact the Navy jet was shot down. The Viet Cong, in possible retaliation for bombings near Hanoi and Haiphong, struck only 5 miles from Saigon in battalion strength. 1,000 South Vietnamese troops routed the commies, but it was the first time there had been such large-scale fighting so close to the South Vietnamese capital. It's All-Star Day in St. Louis. In just a matter of minutes, the best of the National League meets the best of the American in the annual Midsummer Classic. The National manager, Walter Alston, has picked Dodger lefty Sandy Koufax to start. Denny McClain of the Detroit Tigers is the choice of the American League manager, Sam Maley. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the important news from Jackson King.
Get all the news by all means from KSOL and Francisco.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning and welcome into the Charlie Brown Show here. It's a Tuesday. This is Tuesday yet. I guess I'll always love you, baby. Brothers, it's 3 minutes after 10 o'clock from KSOL. This is Charlie Brown, and let me loosen my tie here and get down to business on you. Hey, King, who's going to win? Hey, King? Hey, King! King! Come here. Can you hear me in there? Who's going to win the All-Star game today? Oh, wait, he's got to turn his monitor up. What a clumsy clown. Who's going to win the All-Star game today? National American. You don't have to make nutty signs, King. No, who's going to... Do you have a selection? Who cares, right? I'm running out of fools. Aretha Franklin from KSO. As long as I got King, I know I've got a fool.
Sure you haven't got the wrong number. You sure it's me you want to talk to tonight. Everyone in town's got your number. Everybody's got you pegged right.
Fools with Aretha Franklin on KSOL. This is Charlie Brown at 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. And Jackson has something he wants to say. What is it, King? And be quick about it, because I'm not so sure that I want you in here with me today.
I love you.
Wait a minute. Jackson! That's a little embarrassing, Jackson. No kidding. I mean, I don't mind if you, you know, like my style and all that, but let's lighten up a little bit with that kind of stuff. Wrinkling my collar.